You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Monday, April the 14th of 2025. The time is 9:07. Currently 49 degrees in downtown Wausau. We are live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. 12:30 a.m. as well, of course. Don't mention that very often, but you can hear us both on the a.m. and the FM dials, 98.9 FM and 12:30 a.m. Also online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Civic Media app and at YouTube.com. If you go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, you can catch our video stream there as well. You can join us. Call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. Coming up, we're going to talk about something that's happening right around here in just a few moments as the construction continues and it's starting to affect us right here in downtown Wausau. I think it'll affect folks around here as well. I'm going to give you some information and actually some interesting news in terms of some free parking. And the thing is, the parking area where I park, which I'm paying for, is now free for the construction. So I'm going to need to give a refund or something like that. But I'm going to talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Going to talk about the Masters. Yesterday, that was exciting. We're going to talk a little bit about...
Well, Mom and Dad were talking about that last night, too.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about that. That was, I think when the ratings come out today for CBS and their coverage of the Masters, we're going to see some exceptionally high ratings for that. Also, Democrats have put out here in the state of Wisconsin a proposal to try to stop people like Elon Musk for paying people for signing petitions. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. Also, at the end of the hour, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will have a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We will have a look at some celebrity birthdays. We will have a peek at some of the special events that are being acknowledged here today, this week. And we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And we will give Ian three choices when it comes to our number for the day, one of which is the correct number for the day, two of which are incorrect. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right, so 33%. If he's above 33% for the week, he gets a passing grade. If he's below 33%, he gets a failing grade. So basically two out of five you have to get.
Yep.
But if you get more right than wrong, then it's a winning week. We want better than passing. We don't want mediocrity. We want better than that. So more right than wrong is a winning week. Four out of five is a great week. We give basically an A. If you get four out of five, that's an A. That's an A grade.
Solid A.
A solid A. But then there is that ultimate.
Yes.
Five out of five. Perfect week. Until last week, we'd always said, nope, never got there. But last week, he got there. Ian got it right. He got it right every day last week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Every single day, he got it right. Man. 5 out of 5. And it was fair and square. There's no chicanery going on around here. But can he do it again? Can he do it back-to-back weeks? Is it possible? Well, we will find out starting today. And at this point during the show, we always let Ian know what the topic is for the number for the day quiz. And, of course, we have, at the start of our history lesson, we talk about famous events that we have occurred on this date in history. And today's number for the day will involve one of those famous events.
Nice.
And actually, it's not a nice event in our history.
Oh.
On this date, April the 14th of 1865, 160 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln was shot.
Oh.
And our number for the day involves that tragic event in American history. Mm. But it's actually an interesting aspect to the... I don't think it's a depressing aspect. It's a depressing aspect that it occurred at all 160 years ago. But this number for the day involves that event, but it's more of a pleasant aspect, if you can do it in some way.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. So that's your topic. I mean, it involves the shooting of Abraham Lincoln, but it's an ancillary part of the story. So you're not going to know exactly what I'm talking about until we get later. So,
okay.
But it involves what happened 160 years ago today.
I mean, one of the numbers last week was the number of people who died on the Titanic.
Yeah, so sometimes it's our history is always, some of it's good history and some of it's bad history.
Yep.
And,
history is very important.
And true history is very important. Mm-hmm. You know, we gotta learn from our history. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely is right. So stick around. Coming up, will be a little bit later on in the hour. Also, again, want to remind you that later today we have high school softball. That's the Newman Catholic softball team will take on Stratford in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. We will have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, hope you can join us for that as well.
Yeah.
And again, you heard his voice, so we always like to make an official introduction. Our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen.
Wanted to remind folks, coming next week, and right now it looks like next Wednesday, there's going to be some changes. And again, change happens. Change happens.
It does.
The bad news is this show as you know it will not be happening starting next Wednesday. But the good news is Ian and I will still be here.
Yep,
Ian and I will still be part of what is going on. Because what is happening starting next week is that Pat Kreitlow, who is host of Up North News, we hear from Pat every Thursday. I go on with Pat every Tuesday. But Pat's show is going to be rebranded. It'll be called Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And it will also go an hour longer. It will be from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. But we are going to be part of that show.
Yes, we are.
From 7 until 9 a.m., there are 4 segments every hour. And as part of the mornings here on Civic Media, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News Radio, there will be 2 segments of the 7 o'clock hour and 2 segments of the 8 o'clock hour that will be thrown back to the local stations. The show will be on throughout the network. But we will have then some local programming twice every hour. So we will have many of the same folks that we talk to on this program, our interview guests. We will talk about the news and the information that's going on here in central Wisconsin. Brittany will be here talking about the local weather at 8:21, as we've done on this program. Again, a lot of the elements that we've had on this program will continue, and we will continue to give Ian in our final minute of the program. We may have to be a little tighter, depending on whether we have a guest in that segment or not.
Maybe the added pressure will be helpful.
There you go. So we're going to have at the last thing we do every morning, we'll still give Ian that opportunity for the number for the day quiz. So starting next Wednesday, and again, as changes occur, there has to be changes in terms of our logs and everything else that could change. But at this point, the plan is that we will continue this show through this week and then Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then the new reformatted mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 till 9 a.m., featuring Ian and myself from 7 till 9 a.m. And then Matt and Air on Air will air from 9 to 11 a.m. They're moving up an hour from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. starting next Wednesday. The Tom Hartman program will be airing throughout the network, including right here on 98.9 WXCO. Todd Alba will be moving his show currently from noon until 2. Todd Alba's show will be moved later in the afternoon from 2 until 4 p.m. And then finally, Maggie Dawn will also be moving back 2 hours. She is currently from 2 until 4. She will be moved to 4 until 6 p.m. So, again, changes occur, and that happens. Things are always changing in terms of trying to improve in some ways. And again, we appreciate everybody that has been tuned in on this program for the last few years. But again, the good news is we will still be part of your mornings.
Yes.
And we will continue to bring a lot of the same voices and a lot of the same focus here on Central Wisconsin, live from our studios here in downtown Wausau. So want to just make sure people are aware of it when we do have the changes coming up in just over a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you were like worried that we might lose our number for the day. We didn't want to do that. We know people are.
It's really grown on me.
There you go. It's always a chance for you to dig deep at the very end of the program. Yeah. So we will continue to do that. But again, that will
always nice to start off the morning with a good brain puzzle.
There you go. That will, and we'll wrap up our time. So we'll move up the number for the day quiz for an hour. So it will be at right at the end of the 8 o'clock hour starting next Wednesday. So again, please note that there'll be mornings with Pat Kreitlow powered by Up North News from 6 till 9, Jane Mantonair from 9 to 11, and Ian and I will be part of the mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 7 until 9 a.m. starting a week from Wednesday.
Yep.
The time is 9:18. Going to tell you about, again, this construction going on right outside our windows and some information I think you should know. That's coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22, and as I came into work this morning, I noticed a little bit of change because I park down in the old JCPenney parking ramp, The old Wausau Center Mall. And I walk up down here to our stations at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here in downtown Wausau. But I saw that the road on Washington Street was closed down just beyond the parking lot, because this is now phase one of the continued construction that has been going on. We've seen right across the street here at our studios, the continuing the foundry on Third that is being put up, and it's really been quite a project, and we've been watching it be moving forward over the past year or so. But starting this morning, changes to the Wausau downtown traffic flow. And I thought to just let you know, if you're people that are getting set to come downtown here, phase one of the project began this morning. And basically, it is the area of Washington Street in front of Washington Square, which is right across the street, right across 3rd Street from us. Mm-hmm. And then you head into that area of Washington Street down towards the parking ramp.
Right.
That is all closed. You cannot come through this area now. You cannot come right down that part of Washington Street. You're going to have to go a different route if you need to get downtown. So be aware of that. Also, that means there is fewer parking spots available, and that is why that the city is now providing free parking in the ramp. The parking ramp, the old JCPenney, Wausau Center Mall parking ramp, will be free parking while this construction goes on. So be aware that there are three different phases of the construction project. This first phase, then there'll be a phase two, which is actually the area right in the intersection, right outside our window here. Phase two will involve the intersection of North 3rd Street and Washington Street.
Okay.
That will be occurring after they get done here with phase one. And then phase three will be affecting you more often, because you park right across the street here.
Yeah.
You know, right across from the station.
That road.
Yep, that will be closed down in phase three. So I think you're going to have to find a, maybe you have to park where I'm parking, down in the ramp. And by the way,
keep that in mind, so you don't forget.
And frankly, if you ever have days where you're going to stick around too long, a little bit longer here with the free parking in the ramp, you can just go there and walk here, you know, get a little exercise like I do every morning when I walk over here to...
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, a small portion of Washington Street starting this morning just beyond North 2nd Street here to North 3rd Street is closed to through traffic. The location, again, right across the street from Washington Square, Jimmy John's, of course, if you come downtown to grab that as well. Then the second phase will be occurring, and then phase three as well. So, again, this is... not to be unexpected. We've known that this is going to be coming.
No, but construction season is something that happens every spring and summer, and sometimes in the fall around here. Like, and that's not the only construction that's been happening, because last week, I'm driving down the main road that goes past the Channel 7 and Channel 9 studios, the construction workers have been working very hard to fill in quite a few of those potholes on the main road. There's still quite a few of them on the road, but those workers have been working hard to try and get as many of those holes filled as possible, because I know from personal experience that if you drive over a pothole too many times, it can affect your tires.
Right. But again... everybody note that during this construction phase, traffic will be rerouted here in downtown Wausau, and on-street parking will be limited. But again, take advantage of that JCPenney parking ramp that will remain open with free parking available during construction, providing a convenient parking alternative. And also, if you're heading to the Children's Imaginarium, please use Sears Ramp in Lot 18 off of Forest Street as well, because often, because that area, that's where you go in towards the Imaginarium. So that area is closed down. You're not able to take that normal route to get to the Children's Imaginarium just across the way here from our studios as well. But this upcoming construction will include utility installations, as well as improvements to the roadway, sidewalks, and streetscapes. And also just basically an update here in downtown Wausau. Yeah. Very, very exciting. And this will be a big revitalization here of downtown Wausau. And basically, though, during the spring and the summer, we're going to have to deal with it right here at our studios in downtown Wausau. But
something else about the construction workers is, you know, when you're driving and you see them working on the road, be aware and slow down.
And also, if you're picked up in those areas, the fines are even larger. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if you get,
it doesn't matter if you're going to save a few extra seconds or not. You know, these construction workers work very hard throughout these months to make our roads safer and help the traffic flow a little bit easier. So just, you know, take some extra time, slow down, be aware. And if you see those orange and yellow colors and the cones as well, just be aware and be safe.
Absolutely. So again, just be aware of what's happening here in downtown Wausau. And yeah, we will be dealing with this for a number of months now. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a timeout. Coming up next, it will be information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top and bottom of every hour. Glad you could be with us here this morning. Overcast skies and 49 degrees in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh here on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we continue in this very busy time with Area Theater, as coming up this weekend on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At the Venega Theater at University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau Campus, over on Stewart Avenue in Wausau. The River and Woods Theater Group will be presenting 9 to 5, the musical. Yes. And tomorrow morning at 9:34 on this program, we will have a pair of the cast members joining us, Dan Thompson and Emma Hale, talking about that one. I know a lot of folks are familiar with 9 to 5. It was a movie that starred Dolly Parton back in the, what was it, probably the 70s, maybe, or the 80s, early 80s. Yes. It was also a short-lived television series after the movie was so successful.
Well, I didn't know that.
The TV series did not last very long. That's why you really didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. And then turned into a musical on stage. And very successful musical. And River and Woods will have it coming up this weekend. Again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No Sunday, because obviously Sunday is Easter. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do the production on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we look forward to talking about that coming up tomorrow, again, with a pair of cast members, Dan Thompson and Emma Hale. Are you familiar with Dan and Emma?
Yes, I am. So they're good friends of mine.
Very good. So perhaps you have to ask a question or two, you know?
I may have to. There's actually quite a few people I know in this show. I'm going to make sure I go see it this weekend.
Were you able to get to any shows this past weekend?
Actually, I was. On a Saturday night, I was able to go see the Enchanted Bookshop musical being put on by the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. And I very much enjoyed the show. Super fun, a lot of catchy music, you know. The kids just did a great job with their characters, and actually had a pretty good audience for Saturday night as well, but just a very well-done, super fun show, And those kids should be very proud of themselves.
Fantastic. And I know that they had the production. They had the shows over at DC Everest, all shook up. And also
they had a good weekend too.
And also at over at East, Wausau East, they had Hades Town Teen Edition as well. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to get to any this weekend because on I had a broadcast. I had Friday, I had a broadcast. And then
we're
Saturday, and then Saturday afternoon, I had a broadcast. Saturday night, I was the MC over at Newman Catholic as they had their annual fundraiser, Cabin Fever. And that was, and I've done that for years, where from 7 to 11 p.m., they have silent auctions and food and drink and entertainment. It was a lot of fun, a lot of great folks on hand at Newman Catholic on Saturday night for that big event. So unfortunately not able to get to any of the shows, and it kind of bothers me a little bit. But nevertheless, we'll have a chance to see you coming up in about 6 weeks. So, but tomorrow again, join us. We'll talk about 9 to 5 coming up at 9:34 tomorrow morning as well. Wanted to mention, again, on Friday, it was actually after the show was done, I came across this, that Democrats are trying to make a few changes. And frankly, this is something Democrats need to be more loud about in terms of trying to push forth legislation to take some of the obscene amounts of money out of our election system.
Yeah,
and you're not going to be able to do it all in one swoop, because right now, obviously, with the Citizens United decision over a decade ago, it has been horrible, horrible for our democracy. The amount of money that billionaires and super rich millionaires have been able to put into our political system for just dirty, dirty, dirty spots has been out of bounds. And then we've seen in the last year, and especially in this last election that just came a couple of weeks ago, seeing Elon Musk pour money into a Wisconsin State Supreme Court election and offering basically bribes to sign petitions and to vote. Well, some state Democrats are asking for change in the state elections. The Petition Payment Prohibition Act would make being paid to sign a petition around election time illegal. Democrats are hoping to get support across the aisle from Republicans for this bill, a bill they say will make it clear elections cannot be bought. Basically, the new legislation will expand the already in place election bribery law to include payments offered in exchange for signing petitions that support candidates. It's an action that Democrats say occurred leading up to the state Supreme Court election between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel back on April the 1st. And I do think it did occur, and it actually did occur quite a bit. But now they're trying to at least try to tighten that loophole just a little bit. Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner says to him, this is a bipartisan issue, says that we already know this is not legal in Wisconsin, but we want to make it make sure that the language is precise and clear, because the truth is, before this year, we never really had a billionaire try to buy an election. However, just take a guess. What do you think the response is across the aisle for the Republicans? Do you think they're going to say, hey, that's good, we should tighten this up a little bit, we should make sure that rogue billionaires are not allowed to come in and offer money to sign petitions or to vote in elections?
Well, as much as I want to say yes, I have to be realistic here and say that the Republicans are probably going to say no.
No, you're right. You're right. On the other side of the aisle, Representative David Steffen says this is the first time in over a decade that Democrats have shown interest in addressing campaign finance reform, which is a lie. I know for a fact that many Democrats have been very much trying to put into place some campaign finance reform, but it's the conservatives on the United States Supreme Court and the conservatives that have been in control of the state legislature that want nothing to do with it. So for Steffen to say that Democrats have had no interest in campaign finance reform is frankly just a lie. He calls this piece of legislation a gimmick for hardcore liberals. He says, I think there's an opportunity for us to work together on comprehensive campaign finance reform that addresses this out-of-control, ridiculous amount of spending, but not through gimmicks, not through one-off things like this. I would love to hear what he has in mind, because if he has a great idea in terms of how to fix this out-of-control spending from third-party groups, I would love to hear it. Because,
let us know.
And yeah. I would be all for it. If a Republican has a great idea on this, bring it out. Because I think it would be fantastic to get some of the big Republican money, especially. They talk about all the time about George Soros. But the graphs that we have seen recently, it has been in the state of Wisconsin, the conservative billionaires have been putting a lot of third-party money in.
Yep.
But Stephan says addressing the issue of out-of-state donors spending an obscene amount of money on elections in Wisconsin is more important. I find it interesting he uses the term out-of-state donors because there are a couple of billionaires in the state of Wisconsin, the Eline family and also Diane Hendricks. They are two of the richest folks in the state of Wisconsin, and they have been putting in obscene amounts of money. And they are Wisconsin residents. So yeah. I think it's not just out-of-state donors. There should not be a loophole for billionaires in the state of Wisconsin to buy elections either, in my opinion.
No, there should not.
So I would, hey, we talk about this all the time. It's about ideas. If they have great ideas, I'm all for it. I truly am. So,
but don't just say that something has to be done and then just not submit any ideas, because if you want a change and you have an idea, then submit that idea and try to compromise and, you know, at least find a little bit of common ground on this issue. Because, you know, because we all know Democrats and Republicans don't agree on much of anything. But if there's something that they can both find at least some support behind, I think that's...
Yeah.
A step in the right direction.
And it shouldn't be an automatic no if it comes from the other party. If there's an idea that works...
In the words of Robin Voss, you know, a dead on arrival.
Right.
Which really should just... He needs to stop doing that.
Exactly.
He needs to be more open-minded.
Needs to at least think about it.
He needs to at least read it instead of just saying that, no, it's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
I want to spend a few minutes here at the end of this segment talking about the Masters yesterday, because I wanted to talk about this today and I haven't got around to it yesterday. Frankly, I used to watch a lot more golf, but yesterday I actually watched all 18 holes of the leaders. I mean, it was like, and it was really a roller coaster. And the thing is, I think a lot of people are watching. I thought on social media that people were just, when Rory McIlroy missed the putt on 18 that could have won the tournament and then went to a playoff, the amount of social media engagement from everybody was incredible. I'm curious to see what the ratings are, because I think the ratings are going to be huge for CBS yesterday. But the thing about it is that it's been like for 11 years, Rory McIlroy's been trying to get this Masters tournament victory in order to complete the Grand Slam. And even last year, he hadn't won any majors in 11 years. And last year at the U.S. Open, he had what people are calling chokes. He had the lead and he had a chance to win last year's U.S. Open and had some bad shots down the stretch. And then yesterday, it looked like he had it in hand. He was up by like four shots on like the 11th hole. Nice. And then all of a sudden, he started to make some incredibly poor shots. Ooh. On the 13th hole, he had a sand wedge, an easy shot, just to get on the green.
Okay.
And he put it in the water and double bogeyed.
Oh, God.
And then on 18, he had a perfect drive and had a short shot in, put it in the bunker. And online, everybody's talking about choking, and I hate using that term. I just think I'm not a fan of it, but man, it was starting to look like he was choking. So then, I mean, Justin Rose had a great round yesterday. He made a birdie on 18 that was fantastic, and then he was able to get into the playoff. And then both players were great in that playoff hole. I mean, they both hit great drives. They both hit great second shots. McIlroy's was a lot closer because a little bit of a bad break for Rose, but he had still a pretty good birdie chance, but missed the putt. It was not an easy putt. And then McIlroy from about 3 feet or whatever it was, maybe a little less than that. And you're thinking, he has to make this. And he finally made it. And the emotion that he showed was amazing. I mean, it was so much fun yesterday watching that throughout the course of the day. And he's a very well-liked player. He is somebody that did not take the Saudi Arabia money from the LIV Tour. Mm. He's somebody that's been strong, I think, in the right direction when it comes to golf and what the PGA Tour should be doing. And he's been just a great golfer all these years as well. So I think it was a very popular win. You could see the galleries at Augusta National. Mm. We're behind him. I should say the patrons, because the folks at the Masters, they don't like using the word galleries or fans. The patrons. They don't like using the term rough. You have all this language at Augusta National because it's like, you know, stop it, people, stop it. But it's a wonderful course, even though some of the activities that the Augusta National has done over the years has been less than stellar. But it's a fun tournament. It's always a sort of the opening of spring, and it was very, very exciting. I know a lot of folks out there were watching it, and I think on the edge of their seats throughout the course of the afternoon before Rory McIlroy finally completed the career Grand Slam. I believe the sixth golfer ever to complete the career Grand Slam. The first one in 25 years since Tiger Woods did it back in the year 2000. So,
and my mom was saying it was very dramatic.
It was. It was edge of your seat excitement because it was up and then was down. There were great shots. There were bad shots. It was like, yeah. it was drama at its best. All right, well, talk about drama. We always have some drama at the end of the show. It's because of our Number for the Day quiz with Ian Welsh, and we'll do that coming up next as part of our daily history lesson here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is Monday, April the 14th of 2025. It is day number 104 of this year. There are 261 days remaining in this year of 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1828, Noah Webster copyrighted the first edition of his dictionary. On this date in 1846, the Donner Party of Pioneers departed Springfield, Illinois for California on what will become a year-long journey of hardship, cannibalism, and survival. On this date in 1865, 160 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. On this date, in 1912, the British passenger liner RMS Titanic hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic. It would sink the following morning and take with it 1,503 lives. On this date, in 1927, the first Volvo car premiered in Sweden. On this date, in 1968, at the Academy Awards, a tie between Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand resulted in the two sharing the Best Actress Oscar. On this date, in 1981, the first operational space shuttle, Columbia, landed at Edwards Air Force Base, California, after its first test flight. On this date, in 2019, Tiger Woods won his fifth Masters title, his first major in 11 years. On this date in 2021, President Joe Biden announced his decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond is 65 years old today. Actor Anthony Michael Hall, The Breakfast Club, and others is 57. Adrian Brody of The Pianist and other great movies is 52. Sarah Michelle Gellar played Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 48 years old today. Actor Chris Wood of Supergirl, The Vampire Diaries, 37 years old today. And actor Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine and Scream Queens is 29 years old today. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is International Moment of Laughter Day. Look Up at the Sky Day. It is Good Deeds Day.
I think that should be every day.
It should be. It is Dolphin Day. Pecan Day. And Reach as High as You Can Day. Sort of like what Casey Kasem would say. Keep your feet on the ground and reaching for the stars. So reach as high as you can day. All right. It is time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Last week, I hope you were with us because last week, Ian pulled it off. Perfect week. 5 out of 5. Hard to do. Exceptionally hard to do.
Felt so good.
So that is the, you'll never be able to beat that.
No.
So, I always say, you know, your best week ever. Well, the best you can do now is match it. And we're going to try to do that starting today. And our number for the day quiz. It involves
the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
But not necessarily a sad thing.
Well,
this is more of a
little piece of trivia.
Yeah, piece of trivia.
But today, on the 14th of April, and it was 160 years ago today that Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth. The last living witness of the shooting was with us for quite a while after that. A person named Samuel Seymour was 5 years old when he was in attendance at Ford's Theater the night of the assassination. Our number for the day is, when that last living witness died, what year was it? What year did Samuel J. Seymour, who was 5 years old when he saw the shooting in person in 1865, what year did he die?
All right, what are my choices?
Your choices are 1916.
Okay.
1936. 1956. So the last living witness of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, who was 5 years old when it happened in 1865, the last living witness, what year did he die? 1916, 1936, 1956.
Whew. Okay, I got to focus here. First one of the week is always tough. 1916, 1936, 1956. Okay. I'm going to go with my instincts here.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
I need an answer.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say 1956. I'm going to go with C as my final answer. I'll go with the biggest number. It's my final answer.
Okay, Samuel J. Seymour was just 5 when he was in attendance at Ford's Theater the night of the assassination. Seymour was the last living witness to the event. He died in April of 1956 at the age of 96.
Wow, I got it right.
You got it right. So you're 1 for 1 this week. Good start again.
Tell me that's 6 in a row, too.
Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Dan Thompson of Emma Hale of River and Woods Theater to talk about 9 to 5, the musical. Today at 4:35, Newman Catholic High School softball at Stratford, right here on 98.9. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air, and we'll be with you tomorrow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.